Greetings, boys and girls, men's and women's. Welcome to Heirloom Radio's Out of This World experience with the one, the only, Captain Midnight. As a loyal member of the Captain Midnight Aviators Club, I have carefully woven together two more back-to-back episodes of this exciting adventure series. If you've been listening to the first episodes, well then you are about to hear episodes 15 entitled The Temple of the Aztecs and 16 entitled The Chart. These two shows were originally broadcast on November 15th and November 16th, 1939, respectively. Amazing that the number of the episode corresponds with the day in the month of November on which it was broadcast. Another Captain Midnight amazing factoid. If you're listening to Captain Midnight for the first time, may we suggest that you begin at episode 1, which can be found in the Captain Midnight playlist. Captain Midnight is, of course, a U.S. adventure series that was first broadcast as a radio serial from 1938 to 1949. The character's popularity throughout the 1940s and into the mid-1950s extended to serial films, a television show, and a syndicated newspaper strip, along with a comic book. Captain Midnight was a pilot who flew his single-engine plane all around the world, solving mysteries and fighting criminals. During World War II, he fought Axis enemy spies. The series was developed by World War I aviator heroes Robert Butt and Wilfred Moore. It was heard 5 times a week for 15 minutes a day. The show was so popular that Ovaltine dropped a long-time sponsorship of a Little Orphan Annie program to sponsor the more up-to-date, action-packed Captain Midnight series. Ovaltine was also one of the first sponsors to offer premiums for a dime and a product label. Yes, I said a dime. Remember, we are talking 1938, folks, when the average income of an American family was about $1,731 a year. Why, you could buy a new house for about $3,900. And a new car for $860, and gasoline to go into that car was only 10 cents per gallon. Why, you could even rent a place to live in for about $27 a month. So a dime was a good deal. Well, not quite as good as you might have thought. With a dime and product label, why, you could get an official Captain Midnight badge, or ring, or even a decoder, which if you still have today, is quite valuable as a collector's item, and worth a lot more than the dime. Captain Midnight was also sponsored by the Skelly Oil Corporation. Now, Captain Midnight was played by 3 different actors over the 11-year run: Ed Prentice, Bill Boucher, and Paul Barnes. Angeline Orr and Mary Lou Neumeier played his friend, Joyce Ryan. And now, on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, 2 episodes of Captain Midnight. My name is John Lovering. Thank you for listening.
Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Skelly, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline, the famous Skelly Aeromax. Gasoline that's weather-right for your car. But before we begin our program tonight, I want you to hear a letter from one of Captain Midnight's enthusiastic young friends in Gary, Indiana. Listen.
Dear Don Gordon, I'm just writing to tell you how much everybody in our neighborhood likes those Mexican jumping beans. And that swell game of Ringo Jumpo, too. And I mean the girls as well as the boys. We're keeping track of who wins the most games of Ringo Jumpo. And so far, the girls in our block are way ahead of the boys. And all of us think the Captain Midnight program is swell. And we're certainly glad to be members of the new 1940 Flight Patrol. Thanks a million for telling us about these free jumping beans and Ringo Jumpo games. Signed, Ellen Carmichael, Gary, Indiana.
Well, say thank you for that fine letter, Ellen. And now all you other fellas and girls listening in tonight, what do you think about the girls beating the boys at Ringo Jumpo? Come on, let's hear from some more of you about that. But say, isn't it fun having those genuine Mexican jumping beans to show your friends and that swell Ringo Jumbo board to play so many exciting games on with those funny old jumping beans? You know, the Mexicans call them Bronco beans because of all the crazy motions they make. And you'll see why the minute you put your jumping beans in a warm place and they start to buck like a Bronco. The Mexicans play games with them too, just like Captain Midnight's Ringo Jumbo game. And believe me, it's one swell game. Now, if you don't have your Ringo Jumbo game and your jumping beans, remember, it's dead easy to get them absolutely free. You just have the family car pull into your Skelly service station, show the Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card, and he'll give you your game and your bag of jumping beans without a moment's delay. And what's more, without 1 cent of cost. They're absolutely free to members of Captain Midnight's Flight Patrol. Of course, if you're not yet a member, just see your Skelly man about that, too. Get over there tonight if you can. And now to Captain Midnight. Last time you remember, Chuck Ramsey, accompanied by Patsy Donovan and the Mexican boy Pebbles, were exploring the interior of the cave in which Patsy and her mother had been taking shelter. They found an underground river, and in following along its shore, approached a roaring waterfall. Pablo told them that at the foot of the waterfall is an old Aztec temple. In the darkness and the excitement, Chuck suddenly fell into the stream. Listen as Patsy shouts above the roar of the water.
Quick, Chuck, grab something.
Well, there's nothing for him to hold on to, Patsy.
Well, we've got to do something, Pebbles, and do it quick.
But what can we do? We cannot reach him.
Swim, Chuck, swim for the shore. Oh, this is terrible.
He's trying to swim, but he cannot make any headway against that current.
And it's getting swifter as it nears the falls. Oh, this is awful. What can we do? We've got to do something quick.
We cannot help him, Patsy. He's in the hands of the merciful deal.
The brink of the falls isn't far ahead of him. Oh, Chuck, do something.
Well, look, Patsy, look to the left.
I see what you mean. It's a little island sticking out of the water at the brink.
See, and there are some small trees. The branches, they come out low over the water. Swim for the island, Chuck.
Chuck sees them. He's swimming toward them.
Better boy, Chuck. Swim. Swim harder.
He can't make it, Pebbles. The current's too strong.
If he could only grab a branch, then he might be saved.
Look at him, Pebbles. He's swimming with all his might.
See? A little harder, Chuck. A little harder.
Oh, he's getting too close to the brink. The water's beginning to curve over. It's sucking him down. He can't make it.
There's just one chance. That long branch, you see?
Quick, Chuck. Grab the end of the branch.
May the good Dios help him. The branch, it is so small, perhaps it will pull away.
Oh, don't say that, Pebbles. He's got to make it, and it's got to stay.
Oh, look. He's making one last effort. That's the stuff, Chuck. Look at him, Patsy. Look at him go.
No, Chuck. This is your last chance.
Oh, he cannot reach far enough. Try it again, Chuck, or you are gone.
Look, Pebbles. Look. He swung himself forward. His hand's out of the water. There, he's going to make it. He has made it.
See, oh, good. Oh, the merciful Dios has helped Chuck.
Oh, Pebbles, look at the branch. It's pulling out.
Oh, such a thing it cannot be.
The pressure of the water is too much. It's giving way.
But look, Patsy. Look at Chuck. He's pulling himself in.
But the branch is pulling out.
See, but look. There's another branch. If he can only make that.
Grab it, Chuck. Grab it quick.
Well, do not fail, Chuck. It is almost in your hand.
He's got it. He's made it.
Now the two branches, I think they will hold.
They've got to hold. Yes, they are holding.
Oh, good. Chuck is pulling himself in, see?
Good for you, Chuck. I knew you could do it.
Quick, Chuck. Pull yourself up on the rocks.
Oh, he can't. Not right away. He's lying against that branch and holding on.
See, I know how he feels. He's resting to regain his strength.
Well, that won't take him long. Look, now he's pulling himself up.
Atta boy, Chuck. Crawl out upon those rocks.
There, he's out. See, he's looking around. He's looking this way.
See, he sees us. Look, he waves the hand. Well, now he gives us the okay signal.
Stay there, Chuck. Just lie there and rest. We'll get you out.
Oh, he cannot hear us. The noise of the waterfall is too loud.
Now then, we've got to find some way to get him back.
But what can we do, Petsu? We cannot go out there.
I know what we'll do. We'll get a rope. I know the very one. It belongs to your uncle. Red and Chuck used it to pull the plane out of the mud.
Well, see, Patsy, but how do we get the rope to Chuck?
That's easy, Pebbles. We'll tie one end of the rope to a piece of wood. Coil the rope so it has plenty of slack. Then throw the wood out into the center of the stream. The current will carry it down so the wood will be swept on the far side of the island.
You see.
With the other end fastened here, Chuck can't fail to get hold of it. Now listen, you stay here and watch. Keep waving to Chuck and encouraging him while I run for the rope. Gosh, this is swell. Got the rope. There's the entrance to the cave and no one has seen me. Uh-oh.
Oh, they're Slim and Pinky.
Hi there, Patsy.
Well, if it ain't my old pal, Patsy Donovan. What you doing for yourself?
Hello, Slim. Hello, Pinky. I'm sure glad to see you.
We got a couple of hours off. Senor Parade is taking our place. We thought we'd come and show the fat with you and Chuck and that friend of yours. What's his name?
Oh, you mean Pebbles.
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't think of that there long mouthful.
What in the heck are you doing, Patsy? You was running like you was going to a fire, and you're all out of breath.
And what are you doing with that air rope? You going to lasso a few steers? You can always trust that air Chuck Ramsey to be trying something. What is it this time?
Oh, listen, Slim. Listen, Pinky. You've got to help us. Chuck's in trouble. Bad trouble.
Trouble, you say, Patsy? By the great grizzly. What kind of trouble? You can count on Slim and me.
You sure can, Patsy. You know that.
Well, hurry then and come with me quick.
Hey, look. There's Captain Midnight. We'll get him, too.
Oh, no. Don't call.
Hey, Red. Come here quick. Chuck's in trouble.
What? What did you say, Pinky? What's happened? Where's Chuck?
Oh, we don't know, Red. You better ask Patsy.
Well, what's the matter, Patsy? What are you doing with that rope?
Oh, Red, I wasn't going to bother you.
Quick, Patsy, quick, tell me. Has something happened to Chuck? Is he in danger?
He is, Red. But we can save him if we hurry. Come on, hurry, and I'll tell you about it on the way. There he is. There's Chuck, and here's Pebbles.
Oh, it's you, Patsy. I think you will never come. Oh, and you have brought me Captain Midnight and the good friend Slim and Pinky.
Well, great day. How did Chuck ever get out there?
Never mind that now, Slim. What's your idea, Patsy? What about the rope?
Well, here's my plan. To tie the end of the rope to a small piece of wood, and then throw the wood as far out as possible. If we get it out far enough, the current will carry it on the far side of the island. And with the other end fastened here, the rope will stretch tight between here and the island.
Oh, that's using your head, Patsy. That's just what I was going to suggest. Quick, let's find a piece of wood now.
Oh, hear me, Captain. I have already found the piece.
Oh, that's the stuff, Pebbles.
Here it is.
Oh, it's fine. Just what we want. About a foot long and heavy enough to have a little weight. Now, here. We'll tie the end of the rope to it like this. One more. There now.
It's got to be thrown out plenty fur, Red. Oh, we'll have to do it over. Slim here is an expert at that.
Good. All right, Slim, here you are.
Okay, Red. You got that rope all coiled, Patsy?
Sure, Slim. It's coiled, so it'll all come free.
All right, and I've got the other end.
Good. Now let me have that rope, Patsy.
Here you are.
Now, here we go now. I'm a-starting to twirl.
Oh, look at him with the rope, Patsy. This Slimmy has much on the ball.
Look at that thing twirl around. It's going so fast I can hardly see it.
Now then. Here you go.
Oh, good throw, Slim.
By the great grizzly. Look at that.
It almost went over to the other bank.
Yes, the current's swifter on that side, too. It's a lucky thing Chuck didn't fall in there.
Look, the wood is almost there.
And look, what's Chuck doing? Hey, Chuck. Chuck, don't do that.
He's standing up on a piece of rock. Now he's diving into the water.
Hold it, Chuck. Don't do that. He's already in the water. Look, he's coming up.
He's made it. He's got the piece of wood. He's tying the rope around his waist.
All right. Come on now, everybody. Pull on this rope. We'll have him out of there in a jiffy.
Be careful of that current, Chuck. Don't let it drag you under. Keep swimming as we pull.
And now, leaving the rescue of Chuck to his friends, we turn again to the underground passage beneath the Parada Hacienda. Ivan Shark and his Lieutenant Gardo are creeping stealthily toward Dolores Parada, who is kneeling by an open chest. A flickering candle gives a weird, dismal light. Listen as Shark whispers.
Wait, Gardo. Wait.
Yeah. Hey, look at her, Chief. What's she doing?
She's swaying, Gardo. Look, she's falling down.
Yeah, quick, grab her.
Now, forward.
There, I got her. Well, she ain't so much like a tiger this time.
Hold her, Gardo. Let me look at her.
Sure, Chief. Go ahead.
She's fainted, Gardo. Perhaps she heard us coming. Or it may have been the foul air in here.
Yeah. This air is terrible. It's enough to make anyone pass out.
There's no ventilation in here, Gardo. It is damp and gas has formed.
Yeah. Well, what do we do with her?
We will see about that in a moment. She might come to any second, so hold her while I see what she was doing here.
Why, she was looking in that chest.
Yes, so I saw. Well, we will soon know what she was looking at.
Yeah. Hey, look, Chief, in that tray. There's a piece of paper.
Yes. Just a piece of paper and nothing else. It must be very, very interesting, Gardo. I will look at it in the light of a candle.
Yeah. Well, what do you make of it, Chief?
When I first saw the chest, Gardo, I thought perhaps a parade of treasure was here. But it is not.
It ain't, huh? Well, as soon as this dame comes to, we'll get it out of her.
This paper, Gardo, is a chart. And there never was a chart or map yet, the secret of which Ivan Shark could not find.
What's the chart of, Chief?
I will have to study it more carefully, Gardo. But I believe it will show the location of the Parada treasure.
Well, will Ivan Shark be able to find the secret which Dolores Parada has so jealously guarded from him? And now that Chuck Ramsey has been rescued from his dangerous predicament, what will Captain Midnight's next move be? At the foot of the falls lies the old Aztec temple, and this old temple will play a mysterious and strange part in coming adventures. Don't miss them. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now, just a word, but a very important one. When you go over to your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad to get your free bag of Mexican jumping beans and your free Ringo Jumpo game, just remember this. There's cold weather ahead, lots of it, and it's time to change over to winter oil. So why not suggest changing over to free-flowing, long-lasting Skelly Tagoline winter oil? It's made to stand abuse, and it's guaranteed. Tagoline winter oil is tailor-made for easy starting in colder weather and for safe, instant lubrication of the vital moving parts of your car's motor. Change over now to Skelly Tagoline winter oil. It's cheaper to prepare than repair. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Will Ivan Shark succeed in getting the Parada treasure? Or can Captain Midnight and Señor Parada foil the villain in time? And what about the Aztec Temple? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!
It keeps your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic, Charlie. It's made with soothing lanolin.
Wild Root Cream Oil keeps your hair handsome and healthy looking. Neat, but not greasy. Gives you confidence in your appearance all day long. Get a bottle or handy unbreakable tube.
Get Wild Root right away.
The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, let's join a daring party on a dangerous trail in the deepest wilds of old Mexico, as they proceed amid the strange noises of the jungle.
Senor, you tried to kill me.
Oh, no, Juan, I wouldn't try to kill you. But look, there beside you.
Madre de Dios! A snake! A rattler! Amigo mio, you saved my life.
George, all in a day's work, Juan. Now, come on, let's keep going. We gotta locate another patch of those jumping beans before nightfall.
Danger and adventure lie on every side in the land of the Mexican jumping bean. Long, hard miles through the reptile-infested jungle go the daring native Indians who gather these strange curiosities of nature, the beans that move by themselves as if they were alive. But now, attention, flight control members. Have you called at your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad to get the free bag of genuine Mexican jumping beans that your Skelly man is holding there for you? He also has a free jumping bean game for you. It's called Ringo Jumpo, and it's one of the most unusual games in all the world. Say, can't you just imagine the fun you'll have showing these jumping beans to all your friends? Now, to make them perform, you just let them lie still in a warm place, over a radiator or under a lamp bulb, and then watch their side-splitting antics. Boy, oh boy, it's more fun than a circus.
And wait till you play that Ringo Jumpo game. The one with the jumpingest bean wins. Why, every kid in your school will be playing it. And remember, this is all you do to get your free bag of jumping beans and your free Ringo Jumpo game. Just stop at your Skelly service station the next time you're out in the family car and show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card. He'll give you your jumping beans and Ringo Jumpo game right then and there. It doesn't cost you a single penny, not even a package seal or a box stop. No, sir. You just show your Flight Patrol membership card, and those genuine Mexican jumping beans and the Ringo Jumpo game are both yours for keeps. Get them tonight, why don't you? And now to Captain Midnight. After a brave attempt to guard the secret of her father's treasure, Dolores Pareda has again fallen into the hands of Ivan Sharp. The latter has in his possession a chart which he believes will show the location of the Pareda fortune. In the meantime, Chuck Ramsey has been saved from death at the brink of the waterfall. It is now early evening of the same day, and as our scene opens, we find Captain Midnight, Chuck, and Patsy Donovan sitting on a log in front of the cave which shelters Patsy and her mother. Nearby, a campfire crackles cheerfully. Listen as Patsy exclaims,
"Gee, Red, what a dinner we're going to have tonight. You just won't believe your eyes."
"I'll say you won't, Red. Gosh, you'll think you're having Thanksgiving dinner in Black Gulch."
"Just a minute. What's that I smell? I can hardly believe that. Oh, no one could mistake that. It's roast turkey."
"Roast turkey is right. You ought to see the dressing that goes with it."
"I guess this living out in the wilds isn't so bad after all, huh? What do you two say?"
"Oh, boy, there's nothing like it. I never felt so good in my life."
"No, I feel swell, too. Only a little, well, sort of extra tired tonight."
"Well, I should think you would be after what you went through today, nearly getting swept over the brink of a waterfall."
"Yes, that was an ordeal, Chuck. And in that connection, there's one thing I wanted to ask you about, Patsy."
"Oh, sure, Red. What's that?"
"When I ran into you with Pinky and Slim, you seemed, well, you seemed a little bit reluctant to tell me what had happened."
"I know, Red. I guess I was. I sort of felt we had gotten ourselves into that mess and that it was up to us to get ourselves out."
"I'm glad you said that. You've been honest with me, Patsy. But I want you to realize it could have had a very serious, in fact, tragic aftermath."
"I sure do, Red."
"And so do I, Red. I'll never forget it."
"Well, I told you I wanted to find another means of escape from this place. And from what I saw, I think you found it."
"Honest, Red, do you?"
"Yes. I think we can find some means of crossing to the other side of that underground stream. And where the stream comes out just at the waterfall, I believe a descent down the mountainside is possible."
"Gosh, Red, maybe you're right. But you want to know, Chuck, where you were out on that island, you could see almost straight down over the falls."
"Yes, Chuck, what about that?"
"I think you're right, Red. I didn't notice as well as I should have. I guess I was too excited."
"Yes.
But I believe that to the left of the waterfall, there's a more gradual descent."
"Oh, gee, Chuck, I forgot to ask you. Could you see the old Aztec temple that Pebbles told us about?"
"No, I couldn't, Patsy, because of the mist from the waterfall."
"Well, now listen. Here's what we're going to do. The first opportunity we have, Chuck, we'll take off and fly over the mountain to the other side and see if we can make a descent on foot."
"And the next thing we've got to do is to find out whether that underground river can be crossed."
"That's right. If the river can be crossed, and we can make the descent, then we have an emergency means of escape."
"Well, gosh, I'd better go over and start helping Ma. Senor Pareda, Pebbles, Pinky, and Slim, and everybody else except the guards on duty are coming to the dinner. There'll be a lot to do. When everything's ready, why, I'll call you."
"Yeah, okay, Patsy."
"Well, you can count on me to eat my share."
"And mine, too."
"Well, Chuck, I'm glad you found where that cave leads to. We may have to use that way out almost any time."
"I know it, Red. And another thing. It doesn't look as if Major Steele and Bud Conley made it to the border."
"No, it doesn't. If they had, they would have been back by this time."
"So that leaves us to fight our battles without any help. Oh, there's just one thing I wish we knew, and that is what Ivan Shark's next move will be."
"Yes, I wish I knew that, too. Oh, I don't like this sitting around here and waiting."
"Well, what about the mountain trail and the Barranca? Have the men on guard seen any more of Shark's scouts?"
"Oh, yes, they've seen several. There isn't any question about it. This place is completely surrounded."
"I wonder if Shark knows about the cave and that waterfall."
"No, I don't think so. Or you would have seen some of his men on that side."
"Yeah, that's right. Oh, look. Here comes Senor Pareda."
"Oh.
Ah, mi amigos. I am glad to see you."
"We're glad to see you, Senor Pareda."
"You bet we are, senor."
"And you, Chuck, you are most fortunate. Pablo, he tells me all about it."
"Yes, Senor Pareda. I was very lucky."
"But what about this waterfall, Senor Pareda? Did you know about this?"
"Si, senor. I know about the waterfall, but I did not know that this underground river comes out there."
"Then you never went back into this cave."
"Oh, no, no. This cave, it is very bad. But there is the trail on the left side of the forest."
"Oh, listen, Red. Do you hear that?"
"Oh, that's splendid news, senor. Now, if we can find a way to cross the underground river, we will have a means of escape."
"Si, senors, but that will be very difficult."
"Well, perhaps, but we'll find out."
"Senor Pareda, what about this old Aztec temple at the foot of the falls? Did you know about that?"
"Si, mi amigo. I have reason to know about that very, very well.
You say that in a rather strange tone, senor. What do you mean?
Mi amigos, I have the secret to tell you. It is very important. You already know that I have the very valuable treasure, the fortune of the Pereira family.
Yes, senor, you did say something about that.
This Ivan Shark, he tries to find out where my treasure is, but I do not tell him.
Does your daughter Dolores know?
No, senor. But in the secret underground chamber beneath my hacienda, I leave her a chart, a map. She will understand what it means, but anyone else, no, they cannot find out.
Gosh, senor, what about Ivan Shark? Couldn't he find out?
No, mi amigo. In the first place, he will not find the paper. And in the second place, he will not understand it.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, senor. Ivan Shark is very, very clever.
But gosh, senor, where is the treasure?
Mind that, Shark. The location of the treasure is Senor Pareda's own affair.
But the Capitan, I wish to tell you. That is why I come to talk to you.
Don't tell us, senor, unless you feel it absolutely necessary.
But if you are to help me, senor, you must know. And there's something else. I did not know about the cave leading to the falls. If we must escape from this place, then where my treasure is will be a safe refuge for all of us.
Jiminy crickets. Well, what in the world?
This Aztec temple, it has the bad reputation. These natives here, they will not go near it. So that is where I hide my treasure.
Oh, a great deal of method in that madness, senor.
It is the safest place I can think of.
But your idea, senor, is for all of us to take refuge in the temple.
If necessary, that is what you must do.
Well, Chuck, this is good news indeed. It may be a good place to set up our headquarters until we finish with Shark.
There is one thing more, senor.
Yes?
Since you tell me about Dolores, I am very glad, but also I am very sad.
Gosh, senor, what do you mean?
I am glad to know my Dolores is alive, but I am sad to know she is in the hands of this Ivan Shark.
I don't like that either, senor, and we'll change it pronto.
Mi capitan, I have the plan. In the ground underneath my hacienda, there are the rooms and a passageway.
Jiminy crickets, what do you know about that?
This is built by my ancestor. He make it for the refuge when the trouble comes.
Oh, this is very interesting, senor. There is, I take it, an entrance and an exit?
See me, Capitan. In the wall of the library, which this Ivan Shark takes for an office,
yes?
There is the secret door. There are only two people who know about this door, my daughter and myself.
Well, where is the exit, senor? There must be some underground means of escape.
See, senor, but there is the trouble. Near this exit, which leads out into the barranca behind the hacienda, there's the stone wall.
Yes?
And this stone wall break down.
And blocks the exit?
See me, amigo. But I think we can find some way to get in.
Just a minute. Is there any place to land a plane near this exit?
Si, senor. There is the narrow pasture along the edge of the barranca.
Yeah?
We can make the landing, and the airplane will be right next to the exit.
Good, good. Now listen, Chuck. This is an opportunity to strike right now. Later on tonight, we'll take off. You and Senor Pareda will be in the rear seat. I'll make a dead stick landing. No noise except the whistling of the wires. We'll try to get into that underground passage, and we may be able to rescue Dolores and capture Shark at the same time.
Later that night, Captain Midnight, with Chuck and Senor Pareda in the plane with him, took off to make a daring landing near the Pareda Hacienda. Their plan is to get into the underground passageway. We now find them in the plane with the motor cut ready to land.
Can you see, Red? We're almost on the ground.
Yes, yes, I can see, Chuck. All right, now watch it, you two, or we're about to hit.
Ah, mi capitan, that is the magnificent landing. The wheels, they touch the ground so lightly.
Oh, it was a peach, Red. I don't think anybody will hear that unless they're very close.
What about it, Senor Pareda? What's ahead?
There are the trees ahead, mi capitan.
Oh, gosh, Red, we'll have to use our brakes.
No, no, I won't unless I have to. But it's so dark, I can't see very well.
Oh, if we could only use our landing lights.
No, mi amigo, that we cannot do.
Hey, Red, look out.
Yes, I see them, Chuck. Hold it now, I've got to use the brakes.
Well done, mi capitan, well done.
All right, now, quick, everybody, jump out. All right, now, quick now. Grab the tail and we'll turn the ship around to be ready for a quick takeoff. Come on.
Here you are, Senor Pareda.
Get
lift up on the edge of the fuselage.
All right, now, around with it. Come on. Easy now. There, that's good. Now, let the tail down easy.
Excellent, mi amigos. The hacienda wall is to our right, but we turn to our left and go down into the barranca. Follow me.
All right, come on, Chuck.
We must go quietly and talk in the low voice.
Okay, Senor.
Here is the edge. Down we go.
How much farther, Senor?
Not very much, the Capitan.
Oh, gosh, it's black down here.
I do not need to see. I know this place by heart. Here, under these bushes. The door, it is directly in front of us.
What's the matter, senor?
Something is wrong. The door, it is open.
Well, what does this mean? We know that the passageway to the exit has been blocked by a cave-in. Who, then, has opened the door? Strange and mysterious events are ahead. Don't miss them. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now, I just feel it's my duty to give you fellas and girls a friendly warning. Now, I know none of you wide-awake Flight Patrol members wants to miss out on the fun of having some real live Mexican jumping beans and a fascinating Ringo Jumpo game. Well, that's why I want you to know this. Mexican jumping beans are pretty hard to get, and our supply is limited. We hope there's going to be enough so every member can get his free bag of these amusing curiosities and that Ringo Jumpo game that everybody's so crazy about. But there's only one way to be absolutely sure of getting some, and that's to get yours now. So don't forget, the very next time you get a chance to stop by a Skelly service station with Mother or Dad, be sure you have your Flight Patrol membership card with you so you can show it to your Skelly man and get your free bag of jumping beans and your free Ringo Jumpo game right away. Say, why not get them tonight? Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Does someone else know of the entrance to the secret passageway beneath the Pareda Hacienda? Has Ivan Shark found it? And what about the Pareda treasure? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!
And now, boys and girls, men's and women's, we have decoded a secret message from Captain Midnight. And here it is.
When I give an order, you jump.